Fuck that up. Welcome to the Capital View Podcast, originating 500 miles south of the shadow of corruption and incompetence in North Carolina. That's right, we moved, ladies and gentlemen. But we haven't forgotten our View crew. Much love to them. But this is something new. This is the Capital View's Monday morning wake and bake. As always, I'm your host, Alan Keith, and I am excited that this is the first episode, and we've got a new co-host. I'm excited. It should be fun. We'll have a blast. New co-host, Jay Hood. What's going on, man?
What's up, man?
How you been?
Good, good. How you been?
It's been a week. I can't really complain, though. Just trying to stay freaking busy. Yeah. Watching all the dumb shit happen all over the world and in the news, and fucking people have lost their minds. I don't know. It's fucking crazy, dude.
What'd you see on the news?
Oh, man, all kinds of dumb shit. You got the bomb. You got terrorist shit happening all over the world. So you're constantly seeing that shit, and then all they want to do on the news is harp on the election or whatever else is going on, and it's like there's no bright spots. It's almost like the whole world's just lost its mind. All you see is dumb shit happening. You know, it just gets ridiculous after a while.
Yeah, did you see the story about the gorilla?
Oh, dude, don't get me started on that gorilla thing. That is the most ridiculous. Look. First of all, I happen to believe, when you watch the video, and I know people would be like all pissed off, I happen to believe the gorilla was protecting the kid and trying to get him somewhere safe. It's happened before. There's been other cases where that has actually happened.
Yeah.
And so I think he was kind of protecting him. I don't think if he was going to harm him, he would have done it the moment he grabbed him.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have drug him around and stood over him.
True.
But that was just ridiculous. And then the mom, they're like, well, you know, she didn't do anything wrong. She's just a mom.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. What about you? What do you think about it?
Me, personally, if that was my son, if he wanted to be a monkey, he would have stayed his ass at the zoo. Hey, plain and simple.
And leave his ass there. Yeah. God damn it.
He wanted to be Tarzan, and he could stay with the monkeys.
Yeah. I mean, I understand kids, especially boys, do some really dumb shit. But if you haven't taught your child not to climb the fence at the zoo, you're parenting wrong.
Yeah, I feel the same way. If your child jumps in the damn monkey cage, then you failed as a parent. And I just believe you need to start over. Forget that child.
Yeah.
Start from scratch.
You know, everybody should be allowed one throwaway.
Yeah. That would have been it for me. Yep. I fucked up.
Yep. I fucked that one up. We'll try again. Back to the drawing board.
Exactly.
You know, you never know. You might want a smarter mom or some shit like that. People are going to be pissed. I know. I can already hear the emails.
You're an asshole.
I don't give a shit. I'm a bitter old fuck these days. It's crazy. You're 23, so it's like, you know, you still have your whole life ahead of you. I'm 42. I'm like, fuck it, you know. It's all downhill from here, you know. What I got to look forward to? Fucking Alzheimer's and fucking having a nurse change me and shit. You got at least 30 years for you gotta start worrying about that.
Yeah.
You know? I'm really not that bitter. I come off that way a lot. Somebody told me the other day that, because I'm always fucking with them, you know, just, you know, the way I talk to people is just funny, you know, because I'm real sarcastic anyway, so. Mm-hmm. Somebody told me the other day, they were asking a question, they didn't know nuts grew on trees, right? And I'm not talking about children, I'm talking about grown people, you know. One of them's my age, and the other one was your age. And they didn't know nuts grew on trees. So they were like, do nuts grow on trees? And I just looked and I'm like, yeah. And they're like, do they have shells? Yeah.
What?
You know? And she pointed out, she was like, do you see how sometimes it can be frustrating talking to you because you're so condescending?
Yeah.
And I went, I'm sorry, I forget everyone's not as smart as me. And she's like, see, that's what I mean. So, yeah, I'm trying not to be so condescending and bitter.
Nah, that's not your fault. That's hers. Yeah, our generation has some dumbasses in it.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. It's terrible. Yeah.
So I had, and this is funny, I probably shouldn't be saying this. Anyways, one of them is this really cute little Asian girl. Mm-hmm. She's your age. Gorgeous. Single, too, by the way. But she's from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really funny when you look at her and she starts talking. Because she has that real deep southern drawl. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how many times I just had to stop and just look at her. And I was just baffled. It was like, like I was looking for a ventriloquist somewhere. Like somebody's fucking with me right now. There's no way that chick sounds like that in real life. You know, you always see people like that. You get the dude with like the big dude with the really high pitched voice.
Yeah.
That's always funny. We had a big dude. I worked at Disney World when I was 16. And I took photographs. I was a photographer. That's all I did, walking around the park taking pictures of people. Or they came to our shop and we did pictures there too. But there was this really big dude that we had working there. And he was so funny. He had the highest little voice. I used to make fun of him all the time. Like, he would talk and I'd just be like, somebody is fucking needs to turn the helium off. Because Dave here cannot fucking talk. But yeah, so yeah, this week's just kind of fucking droned along.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, with the beginning of a new week comes great new responsibilities. I don't even know. Seen any good movies lately?
Not really. I saw X-Men. It was all right.
Was it?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
What's all the controversy about the chicks in the movie?
I don't even know. Well, basically,
was it because Apocalypse, like, beat Mystique's ass at one point or something like that?
Yeah.
Why is there always... Well, this is the problem with society, man. I'm about to tell you. Don't get me started. Bitter old man. The problem with society is everybody gets offended at every goddamn thing that happens. And the reason they do it is because we have the mentality in this country that everybody should be able to have their world tailor fit to them.
Yeah.
Meaning my idea of the way society should be may not be the way that your idea of society should be. But you feel like your way is the only way that matters, and you get offended at everything. Yeah. And that's pretty much how it happens. We have a sense of entitlement in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I call it the pussification of America. So that's what happens, and everybody gets fucking offended, and you can't say shit, and we can't make fucking movies now. Yeah. You know, we're pretty much stuck with comic book movies for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
Because you can't make any other movie. I don't know if you know the movie, but if you don't, you have to fucking watch this movie. I'm telling you. It is like a tenet in the comedy genre. Like, classic fucking movie. Blazing Saddles.
Sounds familiar.
It came out... think late 70s, and it was real controversial in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And the reason why was, it was made by Mel Brooks, first of all, Jewish guy. starring another Jewish guy. But the main character in it was a black guy, and it was set in the Old West. Mm-hmm. So the use of the N-word was free and flowing.
Nigga, nigga, nigga.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, all through the freaking movie, you know. And I saw somebody said on Facebook that that's one movie that couldn't be made today. Because it not only did it offend in the movie the African-American community, but it also offends the Asians community because they make some serious Chinese jokes. I mean, you're talking 70s when people didn't care.
Yeah.
And, I mean, so how they degrade women and shit like that in the movie, you couldn't have done that today.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just outlandish, but the movie is probably one of the funniest movies ever. Like, it is just flipping hysterical. And it was Gene Wilder was in it, who did a lot of movies with Richard Pryor, who I think they said originally they wanted to play the sheriff in this movie, but something happened and he didn't do it, and they ended up getting this other guy. Matter of fact, the guy, I can't remember the dude's name, but he went on, he's like fucking super famous. So, you know, you just can't do that because everybody gets freaking offended, you know? Yeah. And it's fucking ridiculous. Everybody whines. I say that, whining, that everybody whines. So, let's talk about some news shit. Because there's been some crazy shit happen.
Yeah.
this week. Well, not really crazy. Fucking celebrities.
Oh, shit.
You know, it's always funny. Because some of these people, like, you wonder, I hear a chihuahua. He wants out the room. Here he comes. Nope, he went back. He knows somebody's here. He's just a fucking attention hound. He wants to come out so somebody will pet him. He's just a yipping little bastard. Enough of the dog. So, yeah, I mean, like, you're an athlete. Mm-hmm. So you get, or you were an athlete, and you get that you always, everybody's always trying to get a little competitive edge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and then when they get busted, it's so funny because they always want to pull the, oh, I didn't know I did that, you know. Like, oh, I didn't know that's what they were injecting in my ass three times a day. You know?
Yeah.
What'd you think it was? Fucking shit penicillin for fucking chlamydia? I don't know. The fuck? You know? It's fucking horrible. But, you know, like Maria Sharapova this week got suspended 2 years by, I don't know who governs the fucking tennis.
Is it the World Gods.
Tennis Council? Yeah, the Tennis Gods.
The Tennis Gods.
The Tennis Gods ruled on Maria, who is arguably one of the best freaking female tennis players out there. Not only did they fucking suspend her for 2 years, but they also stripped her of her Australian Open title, which is bullshit.
Yeah, that's terrible.
But she says
she didn't know
she took it. She tested for meldonium. What the fuck is meldonium? What the shit people inject in themselves is just getting...
Yeah. If I can't pronounce it, I'm not injecting it. Hell no.
That's what I'm talking about. What'd you say you're putting in me? I don't fucking think so. But she says she didn't know she took it. She's the highest paid female athlete. She was the highest paid female athlete in 2015. $30 million she made last year. And couldn't buy a clean urine desk.
That's horrible.
How do you... You got that much money. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I know people that can get clean piss for free.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. What the hell? $30 million. That'd been the first thing I bought.
Yep.
I got to do what? I got to come to your headquarters? Okay. Next call would be, hey, can I get a bottle of piss?
Yep. Exactly.
I'll figure out how to smuggle it in. I don't even fucking know. But tennis, you never really hear about anything happening in tennis. Yeah. Not since John McIntyre retired.
True.
I used to love watching that dude. Man, he'd go fucking off and just start throwing shit and yelling at people. Who, you know, the equivalent was, who was it? Fucking Rodman when he was in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. He was another one. Just lose his shit. He had to have been on something.
Yeah, he was. He was a nutcase.
Yeah. That dude's fucking... Did you see the thing where he went to North Korea? Did you watch the special they did?
No, I didn't watch
it. Oh, my God. I watched that thing. First of all, that dude's a fucking mess. He is a hot mess. Let me tell you. He goes over there, and he plans this fucking thing.
Mm.
Gets in all kinds of fucking trouble with the U.S. because of that Kenneth Bay thing was going on at the time. And where they had Kenneth Bay held hostage. He was a pastor, fucking, what do they call him? Missionary,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I can't even fucking think. So he goes over there and they plan this fucking event where they're going to play this Korean national team.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all these Korean basketball players that come to this big stadium. And they just play ball for like 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dennis Rodman coaches them up a little bit. And then they play a game. And he picked 15 guys from that to play them when he brought the NBA players over.
Mm-hmm.
So then he comes back. And they plan this thing on Kim Jong-un's birthday. And that's what the big shit was. Like, he was giving this to him as a birthday present.
Mm-hmm.
And so he picks these guys to come over. A bunch of the NBA players dropped out because of controversy. And he ends up getting these two street ballers from New York to play.
Mm-hmm.
And they go back over there. And he starts fucking melting down before they ever leave L.A. This dude starts fucking drinking from the time he wakes up until the time he passes out.
Damn.
In North Korea, they hold this big fucking banquet dinner for him.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to that. He gets all fucking drunk and starts yelling at the dude that's making the fucking documentary. And, like, starts a fight. Starts throwing shit. And leaves, and people were like, they're there with like the prime minister and shit like that, like dignitaries, and people were looking at him like, this motherfucker.
They should have karate chopped him to death.
Oh my, and then the dude that they did an interview with CNN, and he was so fucked up that the dude that he brought with him, I can't remember the guy's name, tells him, look, you just sit there, let me and us do the talking. And you answer simple questions.
Yeah.
And then all of it, like, the whole interview goes great. Everything's perfect. He's sitting there looking pretty, you know, like he should.
Mm-hmm.
And then a question gets asked of him about whether or not he'd put in Kim Jong-un's ear to release Kenneth Bay. And this dude goes off on a fucking tangent that didn't make any goddamn sense. I mean, none. Zero fucking sense.
Damn.
And it went on for like 5 minutes. And he's just fucking ranting and raving and shit. And I'm sitting there going, oh my God. He's like, he starts screaming. He's like, you don't fucking know what Kenneth Bay did. You don't know what he did. And I'm
damn.
Like, what the fuck is... Does he have, like, inside knowledge into North Korean politics? What the fuck? But, yeah, so I was just like, yeah, I'm done with Rodman. That dude is... Whoo.
I was done with them after, you know, the whole Caitlyn Jenner bullshit that went on. This dude said he wanted to take her, him, out to eat on a date.
And oh. I was
like, ah, fuck that. You are.
Well, you know, it's been no secret that he goes both ways.
Yeah.
You know, when he dated Madonna, that was rumors that he would have these big fucking orgies with Madonna and her backup dancers.
Damn.
And it was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see him taking her out. Him, yeah. her, it, whatever.
Mr. Mrs.
Yeah. That dude. Who has some really fucked up children, by the way.
Yeah. Well,
stepchildren and children.
Yeah.
Let's just go across the board. You know? I mean, yeah, they're all fucking nuts. Kim.
Yeah.
She got Kanye, who... That is another one.
Yeah.
That dude. Man. He goes off on fucking tangents, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's hilarious, though.
It really is. You know, it's funny as shit. Because you're like, what? You know, they were reading, like, his, I guess it came out that one of his bodyguards, like, broke his confidentiality clause and was like, look, this shit's so fucking ridiculous. I gotta tell you. And he just started talking, and I, like, he was talking about how the rules are when you work for him.
Yeah.
The rules are you do not address him unless he addresses you. If he's walking by you, and, like, if you and I were having a conversation and he come walking by, we'd have to be quiet until he passed, and then we could continue talking.
What?
Yeah. Nobody's supposed to address him or his wife by name. It was like all kinds of ridiculous shit, and the guy got fired because he... And, oh, also in elevators, he doesn't push the buttons. That's your job. Like, dang. He said, the guy said that, I guess he went to a recording studio with Kanye. He said, and they got on the elevator and the doors closed and they were both standing there, and Kanye goes, aren't you gonna push the fucking button? And he goes, sorry, Mr. West, I've never been here before, I don't know where we're going. And the guy's like, well, Kanye said, well, why didn't you fucking call ahead and find out where the place is? I like went off on a rant, and he apologized. So, but then he said he got fired a couple days later because Kim come walking in and he said, good morning, Mrs. Kardashian. How are you doing? And Kanye fired him.
If I was going to get fired for that, I would have smacked on the ass.
Hell yeah.
Made that's it worth it. Talking about. Yeah. She probably would have liked it.
Oh my God, dude. Look. Probably if you could film it.
Yep, exactly.
Speaking of asses, dude.
Hell yes.
So, I love big asses. It's no secret. Everybody knows it. I love a nice big round ass. And there's no denying that probably the biggest, nicest, juiciest ass going right now has got to be Iggy Azalea's.
Yeah.
Well, she debuted her new ass this week in a bikini, and oh my God.
Yeah, I almost went crazy.
Her new ass is about as the same as her old ass.
Yeah.
It's nice, round, and needs to get the fuck out the rap game.
Yep. Exactly.
She should just be doing porn. She'd make way more money. And yeah. I wouldn't have to hear her fucking songs on the radio. And I know I shouldn't reduce women to doing just porn, but it's fun to watch anyways.
True. Is she single now?
Is she?
I don't know.
Who is she with?
Nick Young from the Lakers. You heard about that whole story?
Huh, what happened?
They had an away game or something like that, and one of the, you know, D'Angelo Russell, the rookie. Yeah, for some odd reason they were in a hotel and Nick Young was just like telling them about stories. And he was recording it. For what reason, I don't know. He's a fucking idiot. And something that was said, D'Angelo Russell asked him, he said, "What about Amber Rose?" He was like, "Oh, she knows my girl, so I can't really fuck with her like that." Which is saying, like, if she didn't know her, then he probably would have. In some weird way, I guess, the video got out. And I saw it on my Twitter.
No shit.
Yeah, Iggy Azalea was like, "Thanks, bro," or whatever, and tagged him. And then, like, she found out, and then the whole Lakers team didn't pass him the ball for a couple games. It was funny. I was like, damn. Like, they really wouldn't give him the ball. Like, how you not give your point guard the ball?
That's fucked up. That's like, yep, you fucked up, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to tell him thank you when I get home. My boy.
But who do you think has the nicest, like, honestly, other than, like, Iggy Azalea, because that's just big. Like, nicest ass in Hollywood.
Talking real asses or
like,
fake asses?
Like, real asses. I don't know none of that fucking overinflated shit. I'm talking real.
Well, we gotta throw Kim out.
Yeah.
I would say, I don't know. I think Amber Rose.
You think Amber Rose?
I think so.
She's single now.
Yes.
Divorce was finalized.
Thank God. Yes. She will. I follow her on Instagram too. Yes.
I bet will be you in the do. DMs.
All up in them.
Well, you gotta be. You know? Yep. Shit. Take your chances.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got a shot. She's single. Fuck her.
I follow everybody. Mia Khalifa, my favorite porn star. Follow her. Send her a DM.
Mia Khalifa. She's that one that's always fucking. She's a Florida State fan. That's why I don't like that chick. I'm a fucking Gators fan. I know I'll catch shit, except for my buddies that are Gators fans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll catch shit, but fuck Florida State. Then fuck anybody that likes Florida State. My house is very divided. I think there's like two of us and three of us in my family are Gators fans. Everybody else are Noles fans.
Like, she's going crazy, man. Like, I sent her a DM. It was like, DM me. And I was like, oh, shit, open invitation. Hey, what's up? And then she was like, oh, yeah, join my... I was like, look, all that's nice and cute, but I'm trying to fuck. What's up? I don't think she saw it yet.
You don't think she saw it yet because she hasn't written you back, or...
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Yep. Like, I know she ain't read it. How you know? I ain't fucked her yet.
Exactly.
What else was there? There was something else I was gonna fucking bring up about son of a bitch. I don't even remember. I'm kind of fucking lost tonight.
You know Kimbo Slice died?
I know, man.
Shit was crazy.
Dude. They said he was waiting. He might have been waiting for a heart transplant.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking steroids.
Yeah.
He was, I remember when I first heard about him. But I used to love watching his videos when he was a street fighter. And then I heard he was coming to UFC.
Got his ass whooped the first round.
Seth Petruzzelli laid his ass out. That dude, I didn't think anybody'd ever do it.
Me neither.
That's a big boy.
Hell yeah.
And the thing about him is he's big and solid fucking muscle. Did you see that last fight with him and Dada 5000?
The YouTube one?
That dude's from YouTube too.
Mm-hmm.
He's from the same area as Kimbo Slice. And that was kind of like a big rivalry that they always had.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to set the fight up and tried to set the fight up, and they never could.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up having it in February of this year. And Kimbo Slice won it.
Mm-hmm.
But like after the first minute of it, it looked like two drunk dudes in a bar fight. Like they were just like stumbling around, and every now and then one of them would grab the other and they might punch, and you know, it ended because Data 5000 just literally fell down in the ring and could not get back up. And they said that he actually died. Damn. And like he was dead for like 30 seconds.
That's crazy.
That's how tired they were.
That's, wow.
You had literally went in the ring and just died from exhaustion. That's crazy. You lost the fight and died. That sucked.
Yeah, I personally think he died of stupidity. I would never get in the ring with that dude. After he knocked, oh boy, eye out. You saw that? He
Yeah.
No, sir.
But that's like back in the day when Tyson was in his prime.
Yeah.
I remember the big debate then was, you know, Tyson was making like $30 million a fight, and his opponents were only making seven. And, you know, even back then, that was Don King. But the big debate then was, for $7 million, would you get in the ring with Mike Tyson? Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Because you could fake a knockout.
Oh, hell yeah. Yep. I could dodge one punch, and as long as I could dodge that first punch, I could make it look like he hit me and my ass would go down.
As soon as we touch gloves, I'm falling.
Boxing used to be such a fun sport to watch.
Yeah.
Now it's shit.
Yeah. Floyd fucked that up.
Floyd did fuck that up.
Fucked it all up.
I mean, he fought some good fighters, but the majority of the fighters he fought fucking were shit.
Yeah. And the good fighters, he would run the whole match. I went to school with this girl. Her brother was a boxer. You know Zab Judah?
Yeah.
You know the famous video where he got knocked out?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was talking shit the whole day. Oh, I'm going to miss a couple days of school. My brother's fighting. It was like, we bet you'll get knocked out. She was like, no, my brother's best friend in the world. It was like, okay. So, after that was the match where he got knocked out. Like cold.
Yeah, I remember that.
Didn't know where he was. Saw about 10,000 stars. So, she comes to school the next day, and she was like, if anybody says anything, I'm going to beat all y'all asses. She was big. We didn't try her. We just looked at her like, we told you so.
Damn. Look. The big thing now is branding yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to brand. Oh, my brand.
Yeah.
This is my brand. Your brand is shit. Yeah. It's not a brand. It's just marketing yourself.
Yeah.
But people are always trying to do things like outside the realm. Like athletes. They get involved in real estate or, you know, whatever else. You know, they're always trying to get involved in something.
Mm-hmm.
And you got celebrities, and they're fucking, they start clothing lines and makeup and fucking cologne. Justin Bieber has a cologne. It's got to smell like shit. but I'll get to Justin later.
Justin has a new perfume.
Eau de douche. So everybody's like, you know, trying to create a brand, and it's like I was reading a story about Cameron, the rapper. I know one song he's ever fucking done, and until 2 days ago, I honestly thought Puffy did it. You know, you know. So that's how irrelevant he is.
Yeah,
but. He has a company called Dipset USA.
Oh, yeah.
And they manufacture every fucking thing. Apparently, their big market is bathrooms. So they do, like, shower curtains and towels. And they even do Ebola masks.
Shit.
But his new venture is toilet paper.
What?
Yeah, that's his new thing. He wants to be number one in the toilet paper industry. he's already spent like $30,000 buying a fucking machine that makes toilet paper.
That's ridiculous.
You know, him and Troy Ave should do a collaboration called Shitty Ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Troy Ave's coming. Let me tell you about Troy Ave in a fucking minute. He's another idiot. What kind of prints do you think his company puts on their shower curtains?
Some dumb shit.
Probably like little fucking Dom Perignon balls.
Yeah.
little $100 bills.
Yeah. Little Dipset on the thing. Like, you can't beat Charmin toilet paper, though. Like, that's the softest toilet paper known to man.
I can't wait for that toilet paper commercial.
Yeah.
Look, and here's his reasoning. This is funny as shit. Because he actually said, in an interview, and these are the exact words talking about toilet paper, when it's time to take a shit, you don't want no paper cuts. What fucking toilet paper has he been using? Is he using brown paper bags?
I have no idea. That's horrible.
Paper cuts, ladies and gentlemen. First fucking fiberglass toilet paper.
His rap career was some shit. No. His life is going down the drain. I could see him making a commercial with him trying to rap.
Oh.
If you ever on the toilet, gotta take a shit. Buy Dipset tissue, wipe your ass with this. I can see it now.
You know what? We should make that commercial. We should absolutely make the commercial for him.
I can see him bringing somebody like Flavor Flav back too. The big ass clock.
He'd be the spokesman.
Yeah, they're not getting far.
Oh my god. That would be funny.
Hell yeah.
I love Flavor Flav. That dude's all fucking charged. You know they're doing that, there's a tour coming to Greensboro I really want to go to.
For real?
The Art of Rap Tour.
Oh.
And it's like all the old school groups. Yeah. It's Ice-T, Ice Cube,
yeah.
Fucking Public Enemy with Flavor Flav, Run DMC, EPMD, all the people I grew up listening to. Yeah,
the real music.
Yeah, back when shit was cool, man. Yeah.
Now you can't understand shit about... What the fuck are you saying?
Like, what do you even fucking talk about anymore?
Yeah.
It all sounds the same.
Yeah.
It really does.
It's crazy.
And I love hip-hop, man. I am like a hip-hop connoisseur, dude. My shit was back in the day, you know. Big Daddy Kane. Dude. Big Daddy Kane. Look, I like Big Daddy Kane so much. When I was in the ninth grade, I had my fucking hair cut like his.
Damn.
I wore a high top fade in the ninth grade. Like, no fucking lie. There are people that can attest to this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I wore that shit. It was up like 5-6 inches, you know. Even had the little fucking line in the side like he had. I was like, I was fucking Big Daddy Kane, you know. Love Big Daddy Kane. He was, man. Dude, put that song out. I go to work. I was like, oh, yeah. This is what I'm talking about.
Man, I remember I was in the 10th grade and my geometry teacher, man, he gave me a bad grade on my test. And I basically failed the class because of that test. And so we had like a dance at the end of the year and his daughter was at the dance. Like, his daughter was my age. I never danced. I couldn't dance. But I was like, fellas, tonight we getting even. So his daughter was dancing on me and I didn't know she could dance like that. Shit, threw me completely off guard. He didn't know either because he was like, oh, shit. He tried to break, you know how in high school everybody tried to break it up.
Step away, arm's length.
So once he walked off, he went back to his corner. His eyes was on me and her the whole time. And I'm like, okay, you want to fail me, punk ass. So I'm dancing. I smack her on the butt. Psh, he looks at me. All hell breaks loose.
Oh,
y'all
shit.
Y'all go over here. You go over here. Y'all can't dance no more. And so, I wasn't the only person he failed. The whole class basically failed.
Oh my god!
So like all my boys,
fucking teachers.
Yeah. So all my boys, she was dancing with them. I was like, smack on the ass. So everybody, psh, 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 psh. And he's just like, just looking at us like, I fucking hate all y'all. I thought that shit was funny. Like, he hated my guts. Like,
oh my God. That's funny as shit.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of ridiculous shit.
Uh-oh.
I remember it was my freshman season of college, and I was playing basketball, and the dude on our team, like, we played the same position, he was jealous of me, so he ended up getting kicked off.
Oh,
and,
shit.
Yeah, and his girlfriend liked me at the time. And
oh, no.
I'm the type of dude, if you got a girlfriend or if you got a boyfriend, I'm not messing with you.
Yeah.
Get out of my face. We're cool. But she used to, like, help me with my math homework, so she was my math tutor. She used to come to my apartment and help me. But I keep my distance because I knew she wanted to do something.
Oh, yeah.
And so I went to my room, and she just came in there and was like, I want to have sex with you. I was like, no. You have a boyfriend. And me and the dude, like, we're cordial. We speak, but we're not, like, close. I was like, I don't want nothing to do with that. Don't put me in the middle of that. I'll catch you later. So me and one of my teammates, we stick after the game. We stick around. And they come where we are, and we're all just talking, like, after the game. And so her boyfriend speeds in the parking lot. And I'm like, oh, shit. Normally when I say, oh, shit, some fucked up shit's about to happen. I can just feel it. And so,
yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible, man. The dude came. He was like, what the fuck is this? I was like, what is this? I'm just sitting here talking. We all just having a conversation. And he was like, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to her. He's like, you said you was going to be home. You fucking lied. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, shit. Well, since I know I'm not getting my ass whooped, this is y'all's problem. So I'm going to just sit here and just wait for this to cool off, blow over, and I'm going home. And so they get in an argument, and, like, he's cussing her out and shit. And everything was cool until I was like, y'all are crazy. And I started laughing. And then he just looks at me with, like, this maniacal look, like, oh, I'll show you crazy. He rips his shirt off. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm about to fight this dude. I'm about to get kicked off the team. So my teammate's like, no, don't fight him. You're going to get kicked off. The camera's right there. We need you. You're our best player. Don't fight him. I was like, so what the fuck you want me to do? He was like, run. I said, run? I'm not about to run from nobody. I was like, you got me fucked. I'm not about to run from a grown-ass man. Yeah. And so I was like, shit. Like, my career started popping up in my head. If I get kicked off, I probably won't go to a bigger school, and I'll just be all fucked up. Shit. So I started jogging. And so he was like, oh, don't you run from me, Peanut. And the whole time I'm running, I'm laughing, which makes him mad. The dude plays football at a Division I school. So now it's like, he was my height, though, like, stocky is all get out.
Yeah.
If we would have fought, I probably would have, yeah.
Got it hurt.
Nah, I would have got mine in, but
yeah.
If he would have grabbed me, it would have been over. But so I'm running, and I'm like, okay, unconsciously thinking I'd juke him. Oh, I start laughing. He's trying to get me so bad that he's falling for it. Like, oh. And so he's like, I'm going to fucking kill you, Peanut. Ah! And I'm laughing. I can't help it. I was just laughing. I didn't know I was that fast until he started speeding up. Oh, shit. Pew! So I'm gone. And so, like, people come and, like, they break it up and stuff, and they're like, oh, chill out. So the next day, I'm with my other teammate. We go to CC's. I'm getting pizzas. They had, like, 3 for $10, like, medium pizzas or something like that. It was a great price. So I see him in CC's, and I'm like, oh, shit. I was like, yeah, we're not at school. We can fight this out. I'm going to drop my pizzas. We're going to handle it, and everything will be fine. This guy comes up to me. He was like, man, I'm sorry. He was like, I was in the wrong. I shouldn't have acted like that. I didn't mean to act like that. He was like, are we cool? And I was like, yeah. But in my head, I was like, if I knew he was going to apologize, I would have fought your bitch ass start with. Like, it was just so funny, man, just, like, watching that happen. In my mind, though, deep down in my mind, I was like, if I knew he was going to assume I was doing something, I would have just, like, banged the hell out of his girlfriend. Then I would have gave him something to be mad about. But I was just like, man.
Take that, bitch.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
I'm sorry. I'm not calling you a bitch. I'm calling him a bitch.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Self-defense.
Yeah.
Did you hear about, speaking of both basketball and talentless douchebags, You hear about Justin Bieber getting his ass handed to him at game 3 of the NBA Finals?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yes. The dude, Trump should pay this dude's legal fees. In fact, Trump should pay anybody's legal fees that wants to slap this little douchebag. So the guy, his name is Lamont Richmond, who stands a whopping, no lie, 6'5". Shit. Justin Bieber is like 5'9" in heels. It apparently started because the guy was hanging out with some chicks, and Justin come walking by, and the guy or the girls asked for his autograph, and Justin Bieber flexed on the dude. And I'll show you the video.
Justin Bieber buys some muscles from Walmart, and now he wants to flex. It's crazy.
Oh, and then Floyd Mayweather, by the way, after Bieber got his ass whooped, is defending Bieber, saying he didn't get his ass beat. He fought like a champ. When you see this video, he didn't fight like a champ.
If you see Floyd fight.
Dude fought. Justin Bieber didn't fight like a champ. He fought like somebody getting his ass whooped.
Damn.
Justin actually. Now, I give it to him. He got a right cross in. But then he got his ass handed to him. Oh, my God. You know. Fuck that little prick. Because fuck him.
Yeah.
I think that's going to do it for tonight.
All right.
I think we gonna tie things down for the night. On behalf of Jay, you want to say anything? Say goodbye to the people, to the lovely people.
Yeah, you guys were great. Thank you for listening, single ladies. Keep listening.
No, you gotta do it in your deep, dark, sexy voice. You gotta be like,
yeah, baby.
All you single ladies out there, hit us up on email, capitalviewpodcast@gmail.com, Twitter, capitalviewpodcast, Facebook, capitalview. Download at iTunes. It should be available on Google Play, I hope, after I submit it. Or on Podomatic's new app. So, anyways, I'm your host, Alan Keith, on behalf of Jay. We are out for tonight, or the morning, as it may be, since this is the Monday morning wake and bake. So, yeah, morning. Have a good day, ladies and gentlemen. Peace out.